Everybody, welcome back to a special edition of Three Sides of the Coin. I'm flying solo on this because this is so late breaking. I couldn't even arrange to get the other Wisenheims to join me on this. I'm sitting here with one of our past guests, Jay Gilbert. And Jay has some amazing news to share with us. As I don't know if we talked about it, but Jay's a photographer, among other things. You're a professional photographer. And I don't know, about a week ago, you had an opportunity to photograph something pretty freaking amazing. A
couple of my heroes. It was last Tuesday night. Well, first of all, I'm honored to be, on the show and an honorary Wisenheimer. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. Love the show. Last Tuesday, a buddy of mine at the record label calls me up and says, what
Ace
are you
Frehley's
doing tonight?
Record label.
Yes. Call E1. Calls me up and says, hey, what are you doing tonight? I got something pretty cool. I'd like you to shoot. And it was really cryptic, right? So he says, can you be down at the Roxy, at 6 o'clock? So, this is late in the afternoon. I'm fighting my way through L.A. rush hour traffic. I think I got down there at 7. Once you get parked, you get over there. Now, the Roxy is closed, so there's nobody around it. There's a few cars parked in the back, but you would have no idea what's going on inside. People walking by. It's right on Sunset. No lights on outside or anything. It looks like it's closed. And on the board out front, it has some upcoming bands. So I call my buddy, and I'm waiting, not too long, maybe like 10 minutes. He comes out. He escorts me in to the video shoot for Ace Frehley doing Fire and Water from the upcoming record with Paul Stanley. So we walk in the door, and Paul's standing right there immediately. And I had just run into him like a week prior, I think I was telling you, at a Starbucks. So I'm like, he's like, hey, and I said hi, and I'm like, wow, this is wild. We walk in, the stage is lit, everything's ready to go.
I mean, when you first realized what you were there to photograph, what was going through your head?
Well, I realized through some text, I left that part out. Before I got there, he told me what was going on, but he said, this hasn't been announced. We can't tell anybody, that basically Ace took the red eye there and was taking the red eye out. He had a show before. He had a show after. This thing, I guess, came together like days before, and it was just thrown together. And they got it all set up, and I was kind of the last piece. And when I walked in, there's only, I think, 10 people there. I mean, there's very few people there. I was the only photographer there.
I mean, most of it's probably video crew, right?
Yes. Oh, that's all it was video crew. And then they had a few wardrobe/makeup artist type, people to make sure they look good under the cameras. They'd do the makeup and make sure that they weren't sweaty, that sort of thing. And, and Fran was there for Paul, mm-hmm. Fran. His guitar tech and his right-hand guy was there to, prep the guitars and give them to him on stage. And he was using his, his Ibanez Iceman, with the broken mirror on it, which was under the lights was amazing. And I know I'll give you some photos and hopefully, people can look at those as we talk about it, but that produced some really cool lighting effects. So I walk in, and it's really dark in there because it's just the stage, which was ready to go. They hadn't really started shooting, but they were just about to. So everything was kind of set. All the lights were ready to go. They're just doing some final tweaks. Paul, Ace were right there. They were
was
dressed
the rest
and ready
of,
to go.
Rest of Ace's band there as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so my buddy, who I'm not naming only because I'm not sure, if he wants all of this out, I mentioned to him casually that I'd never met Ace before. He's the only member of the original Kiss that I hadn't met. And he goes, well, here, let me introduce you. So we walk over And Ace is sitting down in a chair on the side there, you know, where the audience normally sits at the Roxy. And he introduces me and we shake hands and start talking about, and I, you know, the record. And he was telling me that, you know, these are songs he grew up with. These are the songs he listened to on the radio. These are the songs that inspired him to pick up the guitar. And at one point, I had two cameras around my shoulders, and one of them had a pretty long lens on it. And he said, "Wow, that's quite the camera." And I said, "Yeah, it's pretty heavy." And I handed it to him, and he's got it in his hands. And he goes, "Yeah, it's heavy. Not as heavy as my Les Paul, though." And he was just very sober, very sweet. He had that laugh, of course, that he has. And he seemed genuinely thrilled to be there. And he told me all about the record. And then, right as we were kind of finishing
Have you heard
that,
the record?
yes.
Okay.
And, you know, I listened to the Three Sides review, and I agree with a lot of what you guys said, but I'm not as, probably not as hard on it. I'm more like Tommy. I forgive a lot of the vocal stuff because, you know, I kind of, it's like Neil Young or Tom Petty or whatever. You don't expect those guys to be the greatest vocalists in the world. And, you know, I grew up like you did on, you know, Shock Me and all of that. So I like the vocals. I think the Fire and Water, and it's not because I shot the video shoot, but that song, to hear it that loud and to see the guys lip syncing to it and moving to it,
Brought some
holy
life
cow.
to it.
And it did. And in that club, it was so goddamn loud and clear. The speakers that they had in there were absolutely amazing. So I remember right before they started to start shooting the video, which is a live performance video, and I'll explain a little bit how they did that in a second, but they wanted to test the audio, so they played maybe 10 seconds of it, and I was just like, damn, this sounds amazing. So then the guys get up on stage and they boop, 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 this little noise
Right.
clicks it off, and boom, they go, and the camera's up, you know, on this boom, and it's moving around, and Paul Stanley's following it with his fingers and his eyes, and they're performing the first take when they kind of bust in to an instrumental part. Paul goes and kind of leans against Ace, and to sit there and watch these two guys, forget about what you've read in the press or what you may have read in their biographies, they were back to those two guys from New York. And there was a lot of love in the room. I mean, you
I
could
was going to ask you,
sense.
what was your feeling of the vibe between those two?
Well, I was privy to something very special. And I'll jump ahead to after about four or five takes. I came up and I took some pictures of the guys, you know, getting their makeup done. And when I say makeup, I don't mean like kiss
You're
makeup, of
right.
course. You know, just for the shine. And I was taking some photos. And I'm standing 2 feet from Paul and Ace, and Ace walks over to Paul and says, "Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it." And here's the part that I'll never forget. He looks at Paul so sincerely and says, "You know, I owe you one." And Paul puts his hand on his shoulders and he goes, "No, you don't. You don't owe me anything. It's my pleasure." And they just had this wonderful exchange that I was so happy to hear it with
Teary-eyed.
my own ears. Exactly. And to see the love in their eyes. You know, these guys went through the war together. They went through the eye of the hurricane together. And yeah, you know, like a lot of us, you know, with your brother, you have some disagreements, you have some fights, but they still love each other and they're still forever connected. So that was pretty emotional and pretty cool. But to kind of jump back, they did about four takes or so of the entire performance, which is the camera basically looking at Paul singing it and looking at he and Ace together a little bit. And then, of course, they do the individual shots like they do, you know, like here's the drummer. We're just going to shoot, you know, 30 seconds of the drummer playing, right? So they can do some edits. Same with the bass player. And both of those guys, dear Lord, they're players. I mean, they are solid. Of course, we're not listening to them play because, you know, on the drums they have these pads, so when he hits it, nothing.
Right.
It's a very quiet sound, right? But it's his performance on the record. So the part that I thought was really cool and I wanted to share with you was, we all love Ace's smoking guitar. It's just part of it's as iconic as Gene's fire breathing or whatever, right? So when it came time for his solo, when it was individual, they had him with his blue sunburst Les Paul, and he's doing his solo, and all of a sudden, boom, the smoke starts flowing, and hopefully we can show some pictures of it here. And I just got a chill watching him stand there as that smoke just enveloped him. And he did probably, I don't know, three, maybe four takes of the smoking guitar. So when you go to a Kiss concert back in the day, or you went to a Kiss concert, you would see that once.
Yeah.
And if you weren't in a good position, it's like the fire breathing or the blood spitting.
You missed it. Or you blinked.
You blink, you miss it. And that's part of the magic too, was you're getting in position to see it. It happens, it's over, and you're like, whoa, that was amazing. I got to see that thing like four times in a row. And there was one version of it that they backlit. And so they're like silhouettes. I'd never seen anything like it. And during that version, Paul's standing kind of next to him. He's there lifting the guitar up. And you just see that silhouette and that smoke just billowing out. And it was, as a Kiss fan, as a photographer, as a music guy, that was just a thrill to see.
You may not have been able to notice this because you were probably photographing Ace, but when that was happening, was Paul off to the side watching? What was Paul's reaction as Ace was up there doing that smoke and guitar stuff?
Well, a couple of the versions were just Ace on the stage. Right. So it's just Ace. There's no drummer up there. Paul wasn't there. They were just doing that solo part. And Paul's standing there watching. He wasn't back at the table getting food or water or talking with someone. He's standing there next to Fran, and they're watching. And I thought that was really cool. Then they did a couple of versions with Paul on the stage. And like I said, the first version, he stood kind of next to Ace, not during the solo, but definitely they bumped into each other and were, you know, there's some camaraderie, right? When they did the smoking guitar, he gave him a little bit more room. So, and he did this really cool thing. Near the end, they did slow motion. So, and it was that silhouette I was telling you about. Paul Stanley is standing there, and you'll see this in the video. Hopefully it won't get edited out because it was so badass. He had a microphone that had the big old-style radio mic.
Paul posted that photo.
Wasn't from the video shoot, though.
Wasn't it?
That photo was from something else. That's not what he wore at the video shoot. I saw what he posted.
Oh, wow. I thought that was from the video shoot because he said, I can't tell you about this now. So I wonder what that is then.
Unless he changed before I got there or something. But that picture, that wasn't from the video shoot. But that microphone is definitely the microphone he used. So what was cool about that, as he's singing and playing to the camera, it just looked different, you know? He looked great. The song sounded great. He's got, you know, the Ibanez Iceman. He's got these big black high heel kind of like cowboy boots on and the black leather. It looked really badass. So... now I lost my train of thought. What was I saying? I know. The slow motion near the end, he takes that microphone with, you know, with that big head on it, and he lifts it up in the air like this, and he's moving it back and forth as Ace has a smoking guitar thing, and the camera's panning, and it's in slow motion. So it's just like this, and Ace, you know, with the smoking guitar. It was unbelievable. Now, you've seen a million of these performance videos. I've seen a million of these performance videos. They're inexpensive. People get up there, they lip sync, they put it out, whatever. This is not that. This, whoever, I met the director.
How many cameras were there?
There was one camera, one main camera. Yeah, it was shot. I believe all of it was shot with one camera. It was up on the boom for most of it, you know, kind of the movement, and then they brought it in for the solo. If there was a second camera, then I missed it. But one of the highlights of the evening for me, and I was there probably 3 hours, was they had the monitor on a tripod on wheels. so they could kind of move it around. And at one point, after they had shot a section, excuse me, they wanted to show the band. The band's on stage. Kind of the house lights come up, and they tried to wheel it, and it couldn't quite make it, so they pulled some more cable around. Long story short, they finally get it kind of close, and everybody kind of gathered around looking at this replay on this video, and they look like four kids, checking out, this video. It was awesome. They were excited about it. There was a lot of energy in the room, and I could tell that they were really happy. I met the director. I can't remember his name. My apologies. Hopefully we'll have it by the time this goes, but he was really excited. He was clapping, he was laughing, he was going, "Yes!" And throwing his he was really emotional about it, and I think that translated to the guys. And some of my favorite images, and I probably shot, I think I probably will give the label over 100 photos that are ones that I'm happy with. And one of my favorite kind of series is near the last taping of the full band, Paul and Ace were standing next to each other, and not back to back, but definitely shoulder to shoulder, like, it could have been 1978 again. And they seemed genuinely happy, and they seemed like they were really enjoying themselves. I think that Paul was happy that Ace called him to do it and was certainly happy to be there. And it was just a thrill for me to kind of watch that all go down.
Did they film any B-roll?
The only B-roll that I saw, because after a while I took off, I think I left around maybe 10. But near the end, they sat Ace on the right, Paul on the left, on the edge of the stage. They sat the Iceman on a stand to the left, behind Paul. And they did an interview, which I didn't stay for, but at just before they started rolling, they're sitting there together talking. Fran came up with a guitar case, and they were pointing at it, talking about the guitar and everything. And once it was just them, and it seemed that I wasn't interrupting anything, I walked up to them, and asked them if it was okay if I took some photos. And of course, they said yes. And I took some photos of just those two sitting on the edge of the stage, kind of posing for the camera. And then I just thanked them. And, to them, I wasn't a fan. I was just, there was, like I said, there was like 10 people there, and we were all doing a job. We were all there working. And they were very professional. Paul talked to me a couple of times, and I was just part of the crew.
And you didn't think to have him throw up the shocker for you once?
No, because here's the thing. When I'm talking to Ace and he's telling me about the new album and stuff, that 15-year-old kid inside of me is going, "You're talking to Ace Frehley. You're talking to that guy." Like, I saw Kiss August 13th, 1977, Portland Memorial Coliseum. I've got the Ace Frehley guitar pick from that show, the white pick with the block letters. I mean, that was the first time I ever saw them move. I didn't see the Paul Lynde special until later. And that's the thing. We didn't have MTV. We didn't have the internet. I had never seen them move until I Stole Your Love up on the big cherry pickers, lowered them onto the stage. I was scarred for life, and to see that guy that I bought every album on Street Date, and I've been to many, many shows, and it was just a thrill to just shake his hand, tell him I love, the new record. And he was telling me that there's probably going to be a part two. There's, the other part I wanted to mention to you, and I'm sure I'm going to forget so much, was it was suggested that he do two cheap, well, it was suggested that he do a Cheap Trick song, but they gave him two to listen to. And one of them was He's a Whore, which is one of my top Cheap Trick songs. And he liked it. He liked it a lot. But it just didn't make the cut. I don't know if they made any demos of it. I don't know if there were songs that they recorded that didn't make it on the album. I'd love to find out.
Did he mention what the second song was?
Yes, but I can't remember. And it'll come back to me as soon as we, I'll text you later on today what it was. It was something like, it was, I believe, oh gosh, it was something a little later, not She's Tight, but something like an 80s thing. And it wasn't one that you would
It
think
would have
of.
been cool to have him do Surrender and sing the Kiss line.
Yeah, he'd probably change it to Got My Cheap Trick record
Got
or
my Ace
something.
Frehley record on.
Yeah, but I know that, look, I listen to every episode of Three Sides. Love you guys, was honored to be on. But I know there's guys like me that listen to this and or watch it, and they're fans like us. And you know what that's like to, like I got to watch a rehearsal once, and we've all been to those really great shows. I was there when Kiss went on as a three-piece, that time that Paul had
Yeah,
heart
but
issues.
stop and think for a moment, and if I'm wrong, someone's going to correct me, but you saw the first time Paul and Ace have played together in 15 years.
Other than the recording, yeah. I mean, they were in the studio, of course, and
But
I don't know if they were there
I
together.
don't think they were in the studio together.
Yeah, I don't
I
know,
believe
but
Ace sent the track to Paul.
oh, okay.
So this is the first time they were on stage performing together in 15 years, and
Yeah.
very well could be the last time they're ever on stage together performing.
You talked about that on Three Sides. I don't think it is. I think they'll do other stuff together. I really do. Do I think he's gonna, replace Tommy? No, those days are gone. Kiss is what it is. Whether you love it or hate it, it is what it is. But I do see Paul and Ace working together again because there was just so much love in the room, and they were so happy to kind of see each other. And
Maybe Ace will guest on Paul's solo album.
sure, maybe they'll do some other kind of project together at some point.
How about this? Paul goes out and does a solo tour with Ace Frehley opening.
We'd love that. And then maybe he joins him, for
Like
a
for the
song.
encore.
Yeah. We all know that Paul, the 89, the more recent, Live to Win tour, Paul's done solo stuff. I can see him doing that. None of those guys can sit still, right?
Right.
And that's what I love about him, whether it's Scooby-Doo, whether it's, whatever it is, those guys cannot sit still. So I don't see them slowing down. This is a lifestyle.
This was pretty amazing, and the photos I've seen, phenomenal.
Thank you. It was an honor to be there. And I've shot Kiss many, many times. I love doing it. I only got to shoot them once with the original lineup. And that was that 1977 show. But again, it's that 15-year-old in me that saw that show that, I was showing you these little, let me see if I can show those. Those are the guitar picks from the video shoot. It's little things like that that I just love being a fan because it's pretty exciting.
That's cool. Jay, this was awesome. Thank you so much for
Hey, thanks for having me. And
sharing the
I'll continue
story,
to
sharing the
listen and
news, sharing the photos. I mean, this is big news in the world of Kiss.
it is. Yeah, it was really cool. And I hope they do more of it.
Yeah, would be great to see some more guest spots in the future. All right, Jay.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
All right. Three sides.